Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo, who covers the Steelers. And Ray, at the top of the show, I basically said, you know, we've spent a lot of time analyzing the games on Steeler Monday after, you know, after the Steelers play on Sunday. On Monday, we spend a whole lot of time breaking it down, but this one pretty much speaks for itself, and basically, it was just an ass-kicking from start to finish. Do you agree with my analysis?
Yeah, of the first five games this season, I would say this is the easiest one to analyze. I mean, Paul, the Steelers did exactly what they had to do. They had to get a lead in this game. They had to smash the run, and they had to put the ball in Baker's Mayfield's hands and make him win the game. And they did all three of those perfectly. And as we saw early on, Baker Mayfield, not only was he not up to the task, but he basically handed the Steelers their first touchdown of the game. So that game plan could not have unfolded any better for the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is we said at the beginning of the week or in the middle of the week and after the end of the week, we said basically if the Steelers take away the running game and make Baker Mayfield try and beat them, they will win. And I think that pretty much is what happened. And I think that there's lots of questions now, Ray, I think, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, as to whether or not Baker Mayfield is the guy to get us to the promised land.
I would agree with you, Paul, but I don't know if inserting Case Keenum into the mix in the middle of the season, when you're still, let's face it, you're still 4-2, you're still very much in playoff contention with seven playoff spots in the AFC this year. I don't know if I would pull the trigger that soon, but I definitely think that has to be in the back of the minds of not only Kevin Stefanski, but, you know, the GM and the team president and everyone in that front office up there. He just hasn't been good enough. You know, I think that yesterday was the perfect example. Big game, a chance for the Browns to announce their presence, you know, sort of to the rest of the AFC, and he just fell completely flat. So, you know, Paul, I tend to agree with you, but I don't think they're going to make a change anytime soon. I think they're going to let this play out until at least it gets out of hand and they're out of playoff contention this year.
Ray, what can you tell us about Robert? Don't call me Mickey Spillane.
I think he's a good run stopper, Paul. You know, he's sort of took you know, a familiar path to the NFL, undrafted free agent, earns his way on the roster by being a good special teams player. That's how he made it with Tennessee when he made a 53-man roster as a rookie down there. He ended up getting cut at midseason, but the Steelers obviously liked what they saw in him. So he's not going to be the answer to replace Evan Bush. I think we all know that, but I think he's going to be the other starting inside linebacker. And then the coaches like Keith Butler, Mike Palm and all those guys, they're going to have to figure out how to piece together that pass defense. Because I think we both know that Robert Spillane and Vince Williams aren't going to be your best answers when teams want to drop back and pass. So I don't know if it's going to come into play this week necessarily, Paul, with the Titans. I'm not even sure it's going to come into play next week against the Ravens, another really good running team. But eventually, teams are going to try to exploit that matchup. And guys like Terrell Edmonds, Marcus Allen, Sean Davis, these guys are going to have to take on bigger roles when they play six and maybe even seven defensive backs as they try to make up for the loss of Devin Bush.
Well, Ray, I think the big thing is you're going to lose a big playmaker in the middle of your defense. The Steelers can overcome that, though, right? Because they can do different things schematically based on who's in there.
Yeah, Paul, absolutely. I mean, they have a lot of options. You know, Mike Tomlin hasn't shared those yet. I don't think we're going to really find out until Sunday afternoon in Tennessee, but we could sort of spitball it here. I think Terrell Edmonds, I think he's got a good chance to drop down into the box and play that Bush role a little bit. Of all the guys in that secondary, he has the build. He sort of has the tenacity to fill that role. And then you would have options like Sean Davis to play deep safety, a guy like Cam Sutton, who I really like as a versatile, you know, piece in that secondary. I think he could have a larger role. And I'm not going to count out Marcus Allen or Ulysses Gilbert necessarily either, but neither of those guys, Paul, have the experience of a guy like Davis or Edmonds or Cam Sutton. So I think Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler are going to lean on the guys who have experience, and I think they're going to try to piece it together with that trio. How it exactly unfolds, I don't know, but I would look for the safeties and the quote-unquote hybrid safeties. I would count on those guys as the likely fits to come down and play that Bush role on passing downs.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll just have to get creative, but they have enough other playmakers on defense. They should be able to figure it all out. Yesterday, offensively, was sort of a model of efficiency, wasn't it, Ray? I mean, basically, Ben Roethlisberger only had to throw for 160 yards. They won the line of scrimmage. They were able to run the ball and sort of control things. And Ben really was never, really never needed to sort of carry the offense. I think that's kind of the formula they're looking for this year, right?
I absolutely agree. I thought that before the season, and I think they've carried that out perfectly so far. I was looking at the stats immediately after the game, Paul, before the news conferences started, and I was looking. I couldn't believe it. 14 completions for Ben, just 162 yards, and it sort of took me back to what they did with Ben early in his career. You know, the early days of Bill Cowher when Ben was a young guy. And, then Ben, he came out and said that on his Zoom call. He said it basically felt like an old Bill Cowher offense. So it's working right now. The way they're playing on defense, they don't need him to be the 2018 version of Ben. They're okay with him just making a couple of plays, a couple of throws here and there, and they'll be fine. And listen, there very well might be games like the Eagles game last week, where the defense isn't playing well. Maybe they do have to open it up and, you know, do all sorts of damage with their offense. But I think most weeks, Paul, this defense is going to lock it down. And that winning formula, run the ball, make a few plays here and there in the passing game, it's worked to a T so far. And, I think we're going to continue to see that as the season develops.
Well, obviously that's going to be pretty a big way to go about doing things. The one question a lot of people have is, if Juju Smith-Schuster has a few more games where he has, two catches for 6 yards or something like that, yes, will he be content if the team's winning, or will he go down the route of the Antonio Brown? And, I know there's a lot of people that say it's not fair to compare him to Antonio Brown, but the thing I would say is he is in a, he's playing for a contract in a lot of ways, right? So his numbers are going to directly affect how much money he can make.
To a certain extent, you're right, but I also think there are a lot of smart GMs out there who are going to realize that teams are trying to take Juju away. And that's the reason that Chase Claypool is doing what he's doing. James Washington doing what he's doing. I don't think there's anyone who works in an NFL front office who thinks James Washington is better than Juju Smith-Schuster because he has more catches and more yards. So, you know, I think what you have to worry about is the guys around Juju, maybe, you know, sort of getting into his head. But everything I've seen from Juju so far, Paul, is he's handled this the proper way. He's embraced the team concept, you know, he's doing whatever he has to do to win games. I don't think he's caught up in that yet, but listen, you might be right. The further this, the longer the season goes and his stats continue to be this low, it could be an issue, but I'm saying right now, as long as they're winning, it's not, and I think the Steelers are perfectly content with it being this way.
Ray, thank you so much. Great stuff as always. I'm sure we'll check in with you later in a week to talk about the Titans, buddy.
All right, Paul. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.